In this bulletin, people around Australia and the world mark Good Friday, a toddler attacked by a dingo on Fraser Island, and in rugby union, Waratah's vice-captain says Israel Folau's hurting the team. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. People across the country are marking Good Friday. Thousands have flocked to the Sydney Fish Market to buy seafood, which is traditionally consumed on the holiday instead of meat. Whilst Prime Minister Scott Morrison and opposition leader Bill Shorten have agreed to suspend campaigning, both have made public appearances. Mr. Morrison, former Prime Minister Tony Abbott, and Labor MP Tony Burke were amongst those who attended a service at St. Charbel's Catholic Maronite Church in the Sydney suburb of Punchbowl. Mr. Morrison gave a religious reading at the service.
My servant shall take many righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will allot him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured himself out to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. May God bless you and your family this evening.
Meanwhile, Mr. Shorten and his family visited the Salvation Army's Lighthouse Cafe in Melbourne, where they handed out food and spoke to volunteers and visitors. Salvation Army Major Brendan Nottle says seeing high-profile people like Mr. Shorten come in to visit makes those who use the service feel valued.
Bill is a regular contact here. He drops in, he talks to people. He calls me regularly as well, just to have a conversation about what's happening and to try and understand the deeper issues. And I think it's wonderful to have somebody like him who actually has a heart, and that's what we need in this country, is a leader who has a heart and is willing to protect the heart of the country. And they actually do that by caring for the most vulnerable.
Pope Francis has washed the feet of 12 inmates at a prison just outside Rome as part of the traditional lead-up to Easter. The service reenacts the biblical story of Jesus Christ washing the feet of his disciples. The Roman Catholic pontiff washed, dried, and kissed the feet of the 12 prisoners. He had to be aided to do so as he suffers from the back condition, sciatica. Pope Francis says church leaders must follow Christ's examples and be humble.
La Chiesa vuole che il vescovo lo faccia tutti gli anni.
The church wants the bishop to do it every year, once a year, to imitate the gesture of Jesus and also to follow his example, because the bishop isn't the most important. The bishop must be the most servant-like, and each of us must be servants of others.
Il vescovo deve essere il più servitore. E ognuno di noi deve essere servitore degli altri.
A toddler has been airlifted to a Brisbane hospital with a fractured skull and cuts to his head and neck after being attacked by a dingo on Fraser Island. The boy's family were camping on a remote area of the island when a dingo entered their camper trailer as they slept. After hearing the 14-month-old screams, his father ran outside and fought off several dingoes to rescue his son from the dog's jaws. Life Flight pilot Frank Bertoli says the boy is in a stable condition at the Queensland Children's Hospital.
He was apparently grabbed around the back of the neck area and dragged away. So if it wasn't for the parents and their quick thinking and fighting off the dingoes, he probably would have had some more severe injuries.
In rugby, Israel Folau's longtime teammate Bernard Foley says the controversial player has hurt the New South Wales Waratahs but isn't a bad guy. Folau was stood down by the New South Wales Rugby Union last Friday following the outrage generated by his latest social media posting. As a result, he won't be playing in tomorrow's crucial Super Rugby clash against Australian conference leaders Melbourne Rebels. Rugby Australia served Folau with a high-level breach of contract notice on Monday following the latest in a series of homophobic social media posts. He opted on Wednesday for a code of conduct hearing rather than accepting termination of his recently signed 4-year contract. The hearing is expected to be conducted over the next fortnight. Now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, a morning shower or two, 18. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 32. Melbourne, sunny, 30. Hobart, similar conditions, 23. Canberra, mostly sunny, 25. Wollongong, possible shower, 23. Sydney, shower or two, 25. Newcastle, early fog and a shower or two, 24. Brisbane, showers, 27. Cairns, mostly sunny, 30. And Darwin, similar conditions, 34. I'm Amy Hall. This is SBS News.